Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Recent worries about the spread of the coronavirus and what could happen if it were to be epidemic in the U.S. puts a shade on the annual flu bug that has been affecting us. The Oregon Health Authority says despite recent downturns in influenza cases, last week saw a shot upward as more than 3,600 cases of flu-like symptoms were reported, with more than 618 positive results. The virus has also been deadly in Oregon. Last week in Coos Bay, a 16-year-old Marshfield student died after contracting the virus. Another child died in December, according to the Oregon Health Authority. Despite the changing seasons, people are still at risk for contacting the flu and should remember hand washing is one of the best ways to stop the spread of the virus. As for the coronavirus, there have not been any reports of cases in Oregon. The Oregon Health Authority has set up a special page for tracking cases in Oregon. Currently, risk to the public remains low. The north and south portions of the west side of 9th Street were busy with construction yesterday as crews deconstructed some of the old concrete and worked on getting the area ready. One lane of Highway 101 southbound had to be closed to accommodate a backhoe and workers. There will be some traffic changes throughout the week this week as construction crews take advantage of the good weather. A missing mushroom hunter was found in poor condition but safe after getting lost near Loon Lake. 65-year-old Juan Pitcher was found after more than 2 days on steep and rocky terrain. He was airlifted to safety by the U.S. Coast Guard and taken to Bay Area Hospital in Coos Bay. Dana Vian is the latest winner in the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce photo contest. Executive Director Bettina Hannigan says the action shot of a kite border depicts the true spirit and beautiful scenery of the Oregon coast. Vian works as a professional photographer that freelances for publications like Eugene Magazine. She was awarded a $250 cash prize, and her photo will be featured in the Chamber's resource guide. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020.